Recording with a family in mind, 3, 2, 1. Let's be clear. Bad financial habits have no color and don't discriminate. With the family in mind, I'm Valerie Coleman Morris. February was Black History Month. March is Women's History Month. I want to speak specifically about women of color and money. As an African-American woman, wife, mother, and grandmother, and financial literacy activist, please hear me roar. Sisters, women of color, you cannot afford to keep bad money habits anymore. For everything, there is a season. So now repeat after me your new money mantra. Black is beautiful, but being in the black is my financial state of mind. As a group, black women tend to remain steadfast in spending habits despite the crumbling economy. Why? Well, yes, we are trendsetters and influencers who are more likely to shop impulsively and spend to cheer ourselves up. But the systemic problem is that we're not taught good financial habits, and we have some deeply cultural bad money habits that put us behind the savings curve and negatively impact our ability to save. Our retirement accounts, stock bond portfolios, and mutual fund holdings are lower than other women of other races. Budgeting isn't a high priority or not done correctly. Most purchases are made on credit cards, which is a good way of keeping track with those year-end statements that categorize spending for you, but credit card spending tends to mask seeing the economy and one's personal money circumstances clearly. Those are the circumstances that make the road to your long-term financial stability even longer. There's another dynamic at work in the hearts, minds, and pocketbooks of black women: generosity. I'll talk about that next. I'm Valerie Coleman Morris with the family in mind.